Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of September 2017. Supreme Court has asked all high courts to register a resu omotu petition to identify kin of prisoners who admittedly died an unnatural death after 2012 and award suitable compensation to them and establish open prisons as a measure to usher in reforms for inmates and to also prevent overcrowding. Supreme Court has held that period of limitation under residuary Article 113 cannot be invoked if there is any other specific entry governing the case. Supreme Court has held that arrest of a foreign ship for a maritime claim is permissible only if there is no change of ownership between the date when claim arose and the date of arrest of ship. Delhi High Court has asked centre and other authorities to frame a policy within 3 months to curb the practice of celebratory firing. Delhi High Court has held that economic offences need to be dealt with a heavy hand and releasing such accused on bail will affect the community at large and also jeopardise the economy of the country. Delhi High Court has held that CBI cannot claim absolute exemption from disclosing information pertaining to allegations of corruption and human rights violations held by it under the RTI Act. Delhi High Court has directed AAP government to post online a list of all speed breakers on the city's roads and called for forming a panel to ensure removal of illegal ones. Kerala High Court has directed commercial tax officer to release detained goods on payment of 50% of demand as per the new Goods and Services Tax, GST, law. Government has opened option for GST composition scheme for the assessment year 2017 to 2018 for small traders. The persons who want to avail the benefit of the scheme can apply till the 30th of September.